therefore, no controlling body is less than $800,000 for the warriors to travel for the crucial match that Zimbabwe needs to win to remain in contention for a place at the Global Football Extravaganza in Brazil next year. The money is required to cover the warriors' appearance fees, allowances, and airfare to Alexandria, Egypt, where the warriors are to play the crucial World Cup qualifier against the group leaders. 12 of the players needed for the match live outside Zimbabwe and also need airfare to join the rest of the squad before traveling to Egypt. Each of the team's 18 players and 7 technical members are promised a $5,000 winning bonus if they prevail in the crucial World Cup tie. So naturally, the team is very eager to go. Zipa Vice President Dumiso Gumede says, at the moment, Zipa does not have the money.
Right now we have a game, 26th of March, Alexandra in Egypt. The airfare to Egypt alone, we can't afford.
The veteran football administrator said they do not want a repeat of what happened to the Zimbabwe under-17 and under-20 teams last year. Both of those teams failed to travel to Angola and Mozambique and were subsequently thrown out of the competition.
I don't want to go to the shame that we have endured failing to send the under-17 to Angola, failing to send the under-20 to Angola.
Gumede says Zipa are aware of the consequences of withdrawing from the competition, adding that the Football Federation is working around the clock to ensure that the Warriors can make the trip to the port city of Alexandria. The soccer controlling body has set up a fundraising committee cushion, the Zimbabwe Football Trust, but they've less than a week to raise the funds for the trip. Initially, the match was supposed to be played at the 120,000-seater National Stadium in Cairo, but was moved to Alexandria because of the volatile political situation in the Egyptian capital. The Pharaohs led the group with 6 points from 2 games, while Guinea are in second position after beating the Warriors 1-0 in Harare. Zimbabwe and Mozambique have 1 point each after 2 games. The Warriors are aware that a slip up in Alexandria will all but signal the end of their dream of qualifying for the World Cup, which Brazil will host in June 2014. Only one team from the group can go through to the final qualifying round for a place at the World Cup finals. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.